world sends a message to Russia. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The UN General Assembly just adopting a resolution blaming Russia for the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine and urging an immediate ceasefire. The vote was 140-5 and 38 abstentions, similar to a resolution passed earlier this month calling for an end to the invasion. This as President Biden attends a trio of summits overseas as the U.S. and its allies try to help Ukraine and punish Russia.
The White House says the U.S. will expand sanctions on Russia and will target members of the country's parliament and the central bank's gold reserves. The sanctions are part of the broader ones levied against Russia for its unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. The Biden administration says the U.S. will also increase its humanitarian assistance by welcoming 100,000 Ukrainian refugees and providing $1 billion more in food, medicine, water, and other supplies.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers at a NATO summit to start the day. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said equipment is being sent to Ukraine to help protect it from a chemical weapons attack. Amid growing concern, Russia might use false claims about NATO nations working on such weapons to create a pretext for using them.
We can see contamination. We can see the spread of chemical agents or biological weapons into our countries.
The alliance continuing to bolster its defenses, approving four new battle groups in Bulgaria, Hungary, Romania, and Slovakia. New York City's mayor just announcing a controversial decision about the city's vaccine mandate, saying he has to move New York forward. He's exempting athletes and performers from the mandate, which still applies to people with other types of jobs, including government workers and private employees. He's facing criticism from several public employee unions whose members were fired for refusing to get vaccinated. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Changes are coming to the University of Michigan as part of an agreement to settle another lawsuit over sexual misconduct.
The University of Michigan rocked by allegations from hundreds of men that they were sexually assaulted by a now-dead campus doctor, Robert Anderson, over 40 years. The university paid $9 million to eight women who reported emotional or sexual abuse by Martin Filbert, who spent 25 years from professor to provost. And then University President Mark Schlissel was removed earlier this year after emails emerged from an inappropriate sexual relationship with a subordinate. So according to the federal court settlement, the Ann Arbor School will pay to set up a 30-member standing committee designed to protect the university community from sexual abuse. And students and sexual abuse survivors will have a seat at the table.
Fox's Therese Crowley. It could take months instead of years to decide asylum cases at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Biden administration unveiling new rules that will let asylum officers grant or deny claims instead of only immigration judges who have a backlog of nearly 1.7 million cases, though officials say the changes will begin slowly and take effect in about 2 months. A postponed date with destiny for a minor league manager.
New York Yankees minor league manager Rachel Balkovic was going to blaze a new trail today as the first woman to manage a game for a minor league team affiliated with a big league club. It's only an exhibition game, part of spring training, but nonetheless, Balkovic won't be able to manage the Tampa Tarpons today. She got hit in the face by a baseball Tuesday. Doctors have advised her to rest up to a week. She is still undergoing tests, did not suffer a concussion. In a statement, the 34-year-old manager manager wrote, "As much as I already miss being around the players and staff, I do not anticipate this affecting my role and responsibilities for the regular season." Jared Max, Fox News.
Wall Street goes back to rallying. The Dow's up 235. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.